The cause now has a martyr. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The liberal action group MoveOn.org held a series of candlelight vigils around the country this week to support health care reform, but the one in Thousand Oaks, California didn't end up well.
Scuffle ensued, and he ate my finger in the process.
Bill Rice is the anti-government protester whose pinky was bitten off by a health care supporter, and he explained to Fox's Neil Cavuto that the other guy started it.
He came at me calling me an idiot, and whenever he got within my range, I threw a punch.
Did the punch land?
Yes.
He landed a punch. Okay, well, that's bad, but you probably don't deserve to lose a finger for that.
Well, I threw a second punch, and my fist ended up in his mouth.
Fist ended up in his mouth.
He bit my pinky finger off.
See, now there's the question. My NRA friends tell me that if an attacker forcibly enters your home and you feel threatened, it's okay to shoot him in self-defense. So now, how would we apply that standard to the forcible entry of a fist into a person's mouth? Neil, what's your ruling on this?
You gave an appendage in the cause of protesting health care reform.
He is a martyr in the fight against government. Although I have to say, it doesn't sound like the main reason the finger got bit had anything to do with health care. I believe the main reason the finger got bit was, what was it Bill said?
My fist ended up in his mouth.
Yeah. Well, at least it turns out he had Medicare. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.